The bishops met the call Thursday at the end of a week-long meeting attended by more than 60 bishops of the Anglican Church across South Sudan. Speaking on behalf of the bishops, Archbishop Justin Badi Arama, head of the Anglican Church of South Sudan, says church leaders are concerned about insecurity and attacks on the clergy across South Sudan.
Call upon the national government to improve security in all parts of the country for a conducive environment for the movement of citizens. Concerned by the continuing violence in Abyei and request the President of the Republic to use his powers to help the conflicting communities to peacefully coexist as before. Strongly condemn the attack on bishops in Bor and the burning of the bishop's car on Morobo Kaya Road and the closure of the Church of St. Peter.
Archbishop Arama praised the unity government for reconstituting some of the key institutions, including the Constitutional Review Commission, National Election Commission, and the Political Parties Council. He urged the transitional government of national unity to provide funds and swear in the members appointed to the reconstituted institutions.
Request the government and the development partners to provide needed resources to the Electoral Commission to establish the office and start election processes.
The Archbishop says the transitional government of national unity and other opposition groups should find a common ground to proceed with the Rome peace talks to find everlasting solutions to conflict in South Sudan. He says the church stands ready to engage in civic education and support refugees and returnees to resettle ahead of the 2024 general election.
Urge the bishops and clergy of the province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan to engage the citizens in promoting nonviolence before, during, and after elections. And call on all Christians to continue in prayers for our nation and to support the refugees and returnees coming in from neighboring countries.
Arama says politicians and community leaders should avoid interfering in church affairs in South Sudan. The week-long House of Bishops meeting was held in Juba under the theme Making Good Use of God's Resources. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.